are the challenges that we often get of land grabbing, lack of water, our indigenous seeds that are being moved away, those that we've grown to these other seeds that are being introduced on the market in our countries and in the region as a whole. Apart from that, you'd find that here is land where we are farming. We've stayed, maybe it's ancestral land. Here comes a multinational company. We're told to move away because they want to mine.
All right, but there are some observations and or arguments from maybe government officials that these mines, they brought a lot of wealth to the country rather than maybe what the small farmer can bring.
Looking at our experience and our example, the mines are only paying a loyalty percentage of the money at 5%, whereas if I'm working, they get 35% of my salary towards the tax. Who is fair? Who is paying more? Who is suffering? Those are the questions that we need answers to.
But for example, in Zambia, in your country, Zambia,
yes,
copper is one of the forex earners.
Yes.
So why are you speaking against the mines?
We are not against the mines per se. What we are saying is that let the money, if they are getting the money, the profits from there, let it develop the rural areas. Because the mines are concentrated, as it now, on the copper belt, and they've just moved to the northwestern province of Zambia. There's already a situation where they are pushing farmers and the people from that land because they want to mine. But what are they doing for the people? We need the development.
So what intervention do you want from the SADC heads of state?
Actually, there are a lot of interventions that they can do, one being about climate change. What they can do is lessen the emissions that are affecting our lands. They stop cutting the trees for timber. Those are some of the things that change our rain patterns. As at now, we really have a problem in as far as the rain patterns are concerned. And us, for food, we depend on the rain.
I understand this SADC session is the third. So have you ever tried maybe to talk to them before?
Certain communiques have been sent. And there have been some, like, a response that things will move, but they haven't been moving. They haven't been moving.
So any special approach this time around to ensure that they are maybe adhering to your concerns?
Yeah, what we are saying is let them, for once, listen to our pleas. Whatever pleas that we are going to submit to them, let them consider. Let them assure us that some of those, they may not take all, but at least some.
Do you have some sort of maybe a deadline? How soon do you want the response from them?
The responses, we always want them as soon as possible. That has always been our as soon as possible, yes.